You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Bernstein from the Indoctrination Podcast, and I want to give you a quick heads up because I don't want you to miss something really special. Our next Patreon-exclusive Q&A is coming up on June 19th, and these sessions only happen every other month. Every time, the questions are so powerful, the conversations go deep, and the insights we share are things you won't hear anywhere else. If you've ever wanted to ask something about cults, something about your experience, something you've wanted to know that hasn't yet been answered out there, something you wanted to know about coercion, generally about manipulation, or the healing process after leaving a high-control group, this moment is for you. Question submissions end June 12th, so make sure your voice is part of it. Send your questions to indoctrinationshow@gmail.com and join us on Patreon so you don't miss out on this next Q&A. I'd really love to hear what's been on your mind. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination. where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your support. It is invaluable. It is so meaningful. Today, I want to talk about rebuilding or building identity. And I say building because sometimes people haven't had a chance to build one at all when they were raised by someone with a manipulative personality or a narcissistic personality where you need to be a certain way so that you can be pleasing to the narcissist. But also some people were born and raised in cultic systems where they were taught whom to be and how to be. And then rebuilding is for people who at one time did have a sense of themselves, did have a chance to cultivate personalities, preferences, things they care about, a sense of meaning, and then needed to forfeit all of that when they got involved with a controlling person or when they got involved in their cult. So many people raised by narcissists and controlling families or manipulators or cult systems leave with this same painful question: who am I really? Now, there are times that I'll be working with people who need to define themselves or need to redefine themselves. And something that's been very interesting when I've worked with people in support groups, especially ones where it's online, so a person will put their name on the screen under where their face is, and they will sometimes test out new identities, new names, getting rid of the name that they were given, let's say, in the cult, or that their controlling parent gave them, and it never really felt like them, or they just heard that name yelled at them so often that they don't really want to have it anymore. And so there are a lot of clients of mine who will say, you know what, this time I'm going to use the name such and such. I'm going to put that on my screen. And for the people here in the group, would you mind calling me that just today? And I'll see how it feels. Or there are people who will say, I'm thinking about changing my name. I'd like to hear other people saying the name I was given and the name I was given within my cult just to see if it still feels like me or if when people call me that name, it brings up these other emotions of trauma, of depression, of anger, of a lot of other things. And I just don't want to have to feel that way anymore when people call my name. And so this transition to forming who you are and reforming who you are is such an important move. I was speaking with a woman years ago who had been living in an ashram for about 50 years. She was in her 70s, and for the first time, she was thinking about leaving. And so she had to figure out who she wanted to be in the world. I mean, talk about bravery. It was quite incredible. She had always dressed like the people at the ashram. She had been given a name from another country, another religion, and she gave up the name that she was raised with for this, but for the last 50 years or so, 52 years actually, she was called this other name. And now she didn't know if that was really going to be her anymore. And so she also knew that whenever she went out in the world, which was rare, but to do shopping or to do some, you know, get some errands, go to the post office, whatever the guru needed, because she was a personal assistant of the guru, she would tell people her name. If she had to sign something, they'd say, how do you spell that? Or where is that from? And there was always a discussion. And she would say, I'm part of a tradition and this is my name. And this is from the god, whomever. But then she thought, as she's leaving, does she want to have to keep telling those stories? Does she want to keep giving kind of an emotional and verbal link back to this group that she was in every time someone says, oh, well, that's an interesting name? So it is something that people feel very challenged by at times. And an identity also is not just about your name. It really can be about who you are inside. Are you healing from manipulation, narcissistic abuse, or coercive control? I created something for you. It's called the Restore Journal app. Built from my decades of experience helping survivors recover, this trauma-informed app is more than journaling. It's a guided healing space to help you process what happened, reconnect with your voice, rebuild self-trust, and create healthier boundaries for the future. You can move at your own pace through all of the sections, and it's a multimedia healing support designed for different learning styles and needs. There are three tiers, including one that offers you full access to my video and audio library. If you're ready to feel understood, supported, and move forward with more clarity and strength, the link for the app is in the show notes. Take good care.